You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Riot Girl with their awesome track, Routine for Champs. On the line, down in Otipoti, we've got two of the Riot Girls, Mads and Lucy. Kia ora, how are you both this morning?
After Marie.
Doing
I'm great.
Well? Doing good. How about you, Lucy?
Yeah, pretty good.
That is nice. That's what we like to hear. We also like to hear the sounds of new music coming our way in Tamaki Makaurau. You're both headed up to Auckland with the rest of the band to play on our fancy new band show on Friday, which is very exciting, but also to play a gig at the Mighty Whammy Bar and then in Kirikiriroa on Saturday as well. Tell us a wee bit about what you sort of are as a group, because I've been admiring from afar all the things you've been making and very excited to hear it in person this week.
We like noise, we like catchy little bops. We like miscellaneous instrumentation, so Deborah, who's not on the call right now, has got a lovely little swag of all sorts of goodies to make different sounds.
Yeah, is there a drill in that song that we just listened to?
Yes, indeed, there is a drill. We will need to source a drill for our shows up north.
If anyone's got an electric drill that Riot Girl can borrow on Friday, text us on 5395.
Yes, please.
Yeah.
So who else is playing what? So Deborah's playing miscellaneous instruments and doing vocals?
Aye, yep.
And what are you playing, Mads?
I play drums and do a bit of vocals as well.
How about you, Lucy? What's your role?
Yeah, I do the guitar and some vocals, and I also made like this loop out of different cell phone ringtones, which plays at the end over the end part, sort of like as noise, which Deborah holds over the guitar.
Oh my God, awesome. And then is that everyone, or is there one more person
maybe?
And
then there's the amazing Gemma, who does vocals and synth.
Sick. And how did you all come to be Riot Gull and a crew playing music together?
Well,
I'll let Lucy go.
Yeah. Deborah and I used to be in this band in high school, because we've been friends since high school, called Soy Milk. And then it was kind of, like a similar co-papa to Riot Gull, where we just made noise and Deborah couldn't play the bass but joined anyway. and then we kind of wanted to get that energy going again. And I was working and I met Gemma, who was also working at the same place as me, and we just had drinks after work, and she was like, oh, I play the synth and I wanted to start a band, but no one was like serious enough about it. And I'm like, no one else was like really that into it. And I was like, oh, I want to start a band with people who are into it, so you should join. And then, so it was the three of us, and then we were kind of searching for a drummer, and that's when Madison came into the picture, which is amazing.
Yes, I got a linked in by different people who were sort of like just knew me as like a rumored drummer. It was like, oh, I'm pretty sure Mads can play drums. Like, you should just ask them and see what happens. So I went to a Riot Gull practice, and I thought we were going to just jam, and then they had like 5 songs already written.
Oh, amazing.
And I was like, oh, cool, I guess we're just a band now.
Perfect. That's the best way for a band to come together, kind of pre-organized and then ready to get on a stage and play.
Yeah, and you realize that like you're all just kind of like into producing the exact same thing with the same tone, and anyone can write any song and it will kind of mesh together at some point.
Yeah, hard out. That's when you know you're in the pocket as a group, is it starts to actually sound like a song for the band, not necessarily like one person's track or something.
Oh, yeah, we've got pockets galore.
Pockets galore for Riot Gull. You've also got an album coming out this Friday as well called Scabbing, which I'm very excited to hear more about. We're going to even have a little preview spin of one of the tracks from it shortly. But what's the process of recording this been like for you guys?
We started off talking with Zach Nichols from Koizilla, who's actually done a decent amount of recording in Aotearoa at the very infamous Bank Street flat, which is sort of just a famous band flat in the city, in Northeast Valley. But yeah, we started recording all of our tracks in, would have been November or December last year. Mm. And some of us were away at different points, but yeah, we got everything down eventually, and sort of actually continued all the way through over summer, just ticking away at a bunch of songs that we had been playing live for a year, and just wanted to get down, I guess, so we could keep making more stuff.
Yeah, move on to the next thing. Feel like you've got a chapter under your belt almost.
Yeah.
Totally. And it's coming out via Trace on Trace, which I believe you're involved with Trace on Trace, Lucy. Is that right?
Yes. Yeah. How we actually kind of, I guess, got into recording with Zach is because I'd also done some recording with Zach already with Porpoise, so and was kind of involved with Trace on Trace through that band, and then decided to try recording with Riot Gull.
Excellent. I'm
sort of
excited.
A different sound to Porpoise.
Yeah, I was going to say this. It feels like, you know, all New Zealand DIY communities are pretty interlinked, but there's something particularly interlinked about the Dunedin crew at the moment.
Yeah, that's just because that's what Dunedin is like anyway. Like, you literally walk down the street and, like, I think I came back here after, like, Welcome to Nowhere or something, and within one day I'd already seen, like, 10 people I knew just around.
We don't have many venues, so you know, you go to everyone's gigs every weekend just hang out the whole time, even if you're not playing. So at some point you're like, oh, I'm gonna record, and everyone's like, yeah, cool, we'll do that with you,
we'll help you out
next week, let's do it.
That's awesome. That's a lovely way for things to come together. Speaking of nice collaborative processes, the video that you released for that first track that we just listened to, Routine for Champs, is so cool, made with Liam Hoff of the Mighty Night Lunch, and co-created by yourself, Mads. Tell us a wee bit about making this as a video. It looks like a lot of fun.
It was very, very fun. I had the concept for it a while ago, I guess, but I guess once we decided to do Routine as a single, we were just like, okay, let's get stuck into creating visuals for it, because it's just such a cool way to introduce like the kaupapa like as a band, when you can have like a visual sense of what's going on as well. And Liam, I've known since we were at art school together, so we're really close friends and have done lots of projects anyway. But yeah, the concept sort of started from like the idea of like the fumbled handshake, like the handshake as this like symbol of ultimate success. You know, if you have a good strong handshake, you're like winning at life. Yeah, so we basically just collected up as many objects as we could that could get in the way of a handshake, and then set up in Liam's garage. He's got a great little green screen set up that folds down from the garage roof.
Amazing.
And we parked up with a single camera and filmed that for a day. And then spent a good 2 weeks editing it in full force.
Fantastic.
Which is the bulk of the process, is the editing, which if you've seen the video, you can tell there's, the post-production is where the magic happens.
Exactly. Know? I feel like that's always the way when you're making something on the day you're making it, you're like, this is the best thing ever. And then for the next 2 weeks, you're like, oh my God, what have I done to myself? But it's all pays off eventually because you get a cool piece of art.
Yeah, it's such an awesome record. We're really grateful for Liam just being like super keen to support. Like in some ways, Night Lunch is sort of like our big cousins, you know, like they look after us.
Nice.
The little Riot Girls, yeah.
Awesome. Well, Riot Girl is heading our way, playing in Tamaki on Friday. Who's going to be playing with you?
Oh, we've got Memory Foam.
Yeah, nice.
And Lesbian Death Sluts from Hell.
Yes.
Nice. Two absolute stalwarts of the punk scene. Nice.
That's right. It's great because the whole night every band will have synths.
Yeah, punks with synths is a whole other genre.
Yeah.
You've also got your album coming out on Friday, Scabbing, which will be up on Bandcamp and all the usual places, I imagine, for people to get their hands on. We're going to have a sneaky little early spin of a track from that, though, called Umami. What can you tell us about this song?
This was one of the first songs we did together, because I kind of, had a bunch of ideas for songs that I'd put together, and this one was like, I came up with the idea for Umami when I was reading like just the intro to a Japanese cookbook.
Nice.
And then I also like had talked with someone before about like how relationships, they require all different flavor profiles to sort of work, like as a metaphor.
Yeah.
And that relationship kind of didn't work out. So I was like, I guess something was missing then. And that's what the song is about.
No umami going on.
Yeah, no umami.
That's right, yeah.
Lucy Mads, thank you so much for chatting with us this morning about what Riot Girls has been getting up to. We will see you on Friday, and listeners should tune in to Morning Glory with Lucia, because you will be the fancy new band on Friday, which is very exciting stuff.
So fancy.
Yeah. So fancy, so
very
fresh.
Exciting.
Oh, kilda, Rachel. Thanks so much for having us.
Kilda, guys. Yeah, have a great rest of your day. We're going to have a spin of Umami now by Riot Girl. Kakite!
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 Ooh, it's the first spin of this one. That's a bit special.
BFO.
myself back, so I'm a bit more bland, so you can handle me. With your weak taste buds are fragile, cause I'm spicy. You say, I did this to you. I took your blame and turned you into a seasoned roux. I know I try to be tough, cause you tell me my flavor isn't good enough. But still, when I see you, I melt, reminded of feelings I once felt. And then I bring myself back to reality. I already proved that. Dirty! I'm a prize Italian. They're pat me down. I know what I need to taste. Me!
That was Umami by the Mighty Riot Girl. Big fan of that sound. That is a sneaky little early spin of their track before they release Scabbing, their album, which comes out on Friday. They'll be up in the BFM studios playing on Lucia's show for Fancy New Band, and then they'll be playing at Whammy Bar in the evening with Memory Foam and Lesbian Death Sluts from Hell. You can grab tickets from Under the Radar, or perhaps you might be tuned in from Kirikiriroa, in which case you can catch them on Saturday night playing with the Mighty Halftime. Halftime are also fundraising at the moment, actually, to get to Europe for a very special festival in Wales that they've been invited to play at. So if you like what Halftime does as a band and you want to support them, they've got a GoFundMe open at the moment to chuck a bit of money their way to make that tour possible. So go and support some very awesome musicians spreading their wings overseas.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.